This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Some signs of optimism in the latest survey of Rhode Island businesses by Providence Business News. And to talk about the findings, here is Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
Let's talk about the methodology in general quickly. What is the survey? How is it constructed? Who do you talk to?
Well, the group of people that we ask the questions of come from our database that is the core of our top lists, which we publish every year. And in fact, in this same issue, our annual book of lists came out. So we survey all of the for-profit private businesses in the state to get a sense of their sentiment. Ed Mazey, the former dean of the URI Business School, helped us design the survey and comments on it on a regular basis. But that's essentially it. We ask them the same basic 20, 25 questions and to get a sense of where they feel like their own business is and where Rhode Island is and some of the challenges and good things about doing business here.
And these are for-profit companies. Do you break it up among manufacturers and startups and other types of businesses?
No, we haven't. I'm a little bit hesitant to put too much weight on the actual sort of final numbers. And because this is not a sort of a randomized survey sample. So it's not what a statistician would say is a statistically significant result when we get these numbers. What is valid, though, are the changes, the moves in direction. And that's sort of what we look at. So, for instance, in this survey, in a number of areas, we found ourselves with the highest levels ever in terms of people's optimism for the Rhode Island economy, optimism for their own business, their net income levels, orders that they were taking. So these were things that were higher than they have been since we started doing the survey in the summer of 08.
What are some of the positives that are being mentioned in that sentiment?
Well, I think that, number one, we asked them directly, what do you think the prospects for the Rhode Island economy are 12 months from now? And we had two-thirds of the respondents said they expected it would be improve either significantly or slightly in the course of the year. And that's the highest.
That's quite a range.
Well, no, it's an improved. Well, you know, you give them five choices, right? So, there are very few who say anything significant, whether it's improvement or you know, not improvement. But it was the highest level it's ever been. Similarly, we asked them, where do you think your own business will be, 12 months from now? And that was, almost 75% responded that they would be better than business is right now.
Better meaning profits, meaning better able to put plans that have been.
Well, I think we're mostly, I think when you're talking to business, we're thinking of the bottom line. I mean, we did ask, for instance, what is your profit today versus a year ago? And again, we had more businesses say that it was better now than it was a year ago. And so generally, the bottom line is what we're looking at. We do ask them more sort of specific questions like, do you plan to hire anyone? Do you plan to fire anyone within the next quarter? The last time we did the survey, so over the summer, no businesses plan to do layoffs. In this one, I think maybe one business out of the survey sample said they were, but the highest level ever said they were planning more than 50%. They were planning on hiring somebody within the next quarter.
Now, is that to fill positions that may have been open during hard times or for an expansion?
Well, that we don't ask that far. We haven't gone that far into it. And I think that some of the way we get at that is we talk to various people who respond to the survey. So, for instance, one of the survey respondents says, this is the head of a local accountancy and consultancy, said that the businesses, their clients, the ones who are doing really well and expanding, are the ones who are connecting to markets outside of Rhode Island. But those that are really dependent on just Rhode Island's economy perhaps aren't doing as well. And this is a theme that you find, official sort of economic statistics and other odds and ends, is that the future for business here in Rhode Island has to be connecting to the regional and region writ large, not just across the border in Seekonk, but, you know, throughout New England and the Northeast. You have to reach beyond Rhode Island itself in order to really grow.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy about the latest survey of Rhode Island businesses, which show increasing signs of optimism. A bank was mentioned that said it was doing more commercial lending. What are the implications of that?
Well, Bank Newport was saying that, and there are two ways to look at it. Some businesses are refinancing existing debt because they're assuming that the interest rate environment is going to get a little bit more difficult going forward. Everyone's assuming interest rates are going to go up. Not that they're going to go up, you know, terribly, but that it'll make a difference. So some may be refinancing now to lock in lower rates. In other cases, it may be that they are seeing enough business that they want to, if not just expand, at least finance continuing, levels of activity where they are. They're not just trying to cut their way to profitability, but rather trying to really sort of grow their business. And so those are good things. The issue that you might have with that is that because these are banks, banks don't take on, you know, they're very careful about taking on risk, as they should be. So you'd have to look at, and this survey doesn't look at that, but you'd have to look at sort of venture financing or, you know, startups or young company financing.
Some risk involved.
Right, where there's a little bit of risk. And that's where you'd like to, if you want to see sort of a harbinger of growth to come, you want to see more of that kind of thing going on. And we see it in fits and starts. There are great success stories, but there aren't quite as many of those sort of getting money to kind of ramp up. If we really had a much more dynamic economy, you'd see more of those companies. Like two that come to mind are Swipely and Endera, both locally grown startups really ramping up, and they'd be, you know, you'd see more than just those two and a handful of others.
Mark, anything in the survey that surprises you?
Well, there was a response from one respondent who said that his clients, the people who are buying his service and products, are all getting leaner and meaner. And that means that competition for price, in spite of an improving economy, is actually intensifying. You know, oftentimes in an expanding economy, price is less of an issue, you know, because people, they, you know, maybe inventory is low, you need it, you know, you're having to grow, you're having to do new things, and you just have to get it at the best price, but you're not going to, you know, make yourself crazy over getting the lowest price. And so it was interesting to me to hear that they were finding the environment to be a low price environment, in spite of the fact that the economy generally is improving.
So what do you take away from this survey?
Well, I take away one other piece. It wasn't surprising because it's been improving, but companies are the highest level ever of companies were willing to invest in capital expenditures. And that really, to me, between the two things to take away are how high is the sentiment toward hiring people? How high is the sentiment toward making, you know, investments in your physical plant? And those are both at the highest levels ever. So it's not that they're, again, I don't want to put too much emphasis on the actual number, but those that bring investments today bring results tomorrow. And that's where you want to sort of look at it. And oftentimes, optimism is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you expect that your business is going to be better in a year, if you expect that Rhode Island is going to be better in a year, you're going to be more willing to take on a little bit more risk, a little bit more business, because your sense of the market is that you're going to be able to sell.
Okay, more Rhode Island businesses with positive feelings about where the state's economy is headed. And we've been talking about this with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark, thanks.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.